Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people just got home in Survivor thanks to that one. All the emotions, the ups, the downs of that Cowboys play last week. Welcome back. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats, hour number two of the program, and we're going to start rolling through these NFL games. And a lot of them have been on the move a little bit, and I can't say that has really been the case here in Dallas and Chicago. So you get the afternoon window. We're expecting a lot of points. Everybody's expecting a lot of points. The total has been on the move, but it kind of stopped at 50 in the hook. We thought it was going to get right to 51. It looked like it was going in that direction. Pinnacle's sitting at 51, but everywhere just, okay. Now we're stopping at 50 and a half. Dallas is a one-point road favorite in this game. The lead is about points, and you can certainly understand why. The Cowboys are coming off a 40-37 overtime thriller against the Giants. Heard the sounds there. And then you have the Bears. They can't stop anybody. They give up 52 points last week. Okay, so the Cowboys give up 37. The Bears give up 52 to the Lions. And the Bears secondary is in shambles to start the season. Their best corner, probably the best player on the whole team, Jalen Johnson, corner, out for the season. Nickel, Kyler Gordon, not practicing once again. Linebacker T.J. Edwards, not practicing on Thursday. He could be out. Cowboys, maybe their best player in the secondary, Deron Bland. He has not been practicing this week either. He missed that game when they gave up a ton of points. Sam, all signs are pointing to points, points, points. I know they're coming on the Cowboys side. The question is, Caleb and company going to do their part?
Don't know. We'll find out. As a Bears fan, a long time ago, if I was still rooting for the beloved, I'd be terrified about Caleb having to go blow for blow with Dak Prescott. That would terrify me. Because for Caleb, at least from where I sit, it's the inability to be consistent for four quarters and an inability to make the right play through a game. You know, he shows you flashes of brilliance. Then he throws off his body on second and 32 and sails a pass 10 feet over the receiver into the hands of a defender. There's no consistency there. And the big knock on Caleb has been his inability to adjust and make the proper play when the defense adjusts to you. On Wednesday, this number started to hit 51, and we saw some underbunny. We did. I mean, this hit 51 in a lot of places, and then 51 was bought under. On Monday, I'm on with Nick and Femi saying 48.5 is a good bet over. And then it got blasted up. I'm not taking credit for it, but we talked about it on Monday. You heard a part of it. And now it's 50.5, 51. It does take two to tango. It does. I mean, Dallas scores 34. Chicago's got to get 17. And I worry about a potential white flag with the Bears. I mean, we've seen these blowouts. You and I know. How many times have they lost 38-7 or 42-6 or whatever? That's not going to get you over 50, 51. The injury report is damning, as you said. And you mentioned a lot of these names already, but I'll go through it. So Johnson's out, their best corner. Edwards did not practice. Gordon did not practice. Jalen Jones, another important defensive back, given the scarcity of healthy ones, he did not participate in practice. And then, oh, by the way, Grady Jarrett on the D-line has a bad knee, and he's limited. The biggest issue for the Bears, they can't get to the quarterback. So their secondary needs to save them because these guys are running wild with receivers like CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And there's Ferguson, the big tight end. A pass rush negates long, winding routes, but they can't get to the quarterback. And now their secondary is in shambles. How do they get stops, Joe? Aside from Dak throwing four interceptions, how do the Bears get stops in this game? That's my only question.
I don't know. Everything's pointing that. I look at CeeDee Lamb. He's had 200-yard games. Is he going to make it three? Probably. Why is the prop 79.5 right now? That will not be 79.5 on Sunday morning. I can promise you that. Going up against this secondary, you've got to be kidding me. If you want to look at historical facts, Bears-Cowboys series over the last 20 years, 8-0 to the over. It's going over by 2 touchdowns a game. I know a lot of that has nothing to do with these players, but we've seen it. To your point about Cowboys, what do they do to bad teams? They beat up on them, yeah. Right? Bears are a bad team. I'm worried about the over because I don't know that the Bears are going to score enough. That's my concern there. I would rather bet Cowboys team total or, to your point, Cowboys on the side. That's where you're going, right?
I've done it. Cowboys -1, -105 at BetMGM. Already done.
What is Aubrey? Just curious. Because I know everybody's going to jump on those numbers. It's 1.5, but it's juiced. Yeah.
Here's the problem. They might not get stopped. Exactly. That's the only problem.
I would suggest play under 8.5 points, but I don't want to because that guy can hit from like the other side of the field. So I'm not interested in doing that.
6 extra points and a field goal at the end of the half. That'll end 9, yep. And you'll be so mad.
And then he goes over, right. But the explosives that we saw, the questions about the Bears offense, no, not interested there. I would go Dallas team total, maybe the over, but I think you're right. The side is probably Dallas. I think that's a good look. Not enough people are talking about the side. Way too much total love here as far as this game goes. All right, this one's going to be challenging. At least I think it is. I don't know. Maybe it ends up being a blowout. Maybe the Colts are proving that they're for real. We're going to find out a little bit more about this team coming up on Sunday. You've got the Colts at the Titans. The Colts are a 4-point road favorite at BetMGM. That's a little juiced. Other books already at 4.5, a lot of the rec shops. So I think BetMGM and other spots are going to be there. It's going to get to 4.5. And the question is, will it now get to 5? Yeah, that's where we're at. Culture is so impressive that a divisional test on the road has them laying 4 to 4.5.
Colts are winning the division. I've made my stance very clear on this. And I think you and I disagree on that. I think you like Jacksonville a little bit more, and that's fine. We can debate yep. that at a different day. That said, my stance on Indy does not have me interested in laying the points on the road. They have not been outside their building yet. They have not been outside the dome. It's been very easy for them out of the gate. I love their O-line, which has been chronicled all over the internet, how good their offensive line has been, and you know I'm a fan of Steichen. Could they lose this game? Definitely. Have I gotten the Titans money line? No. I didn't even put Tennessee in my contest. So I think I'm just going to pass it. I hope the Colts win by 1. I have a feeling you're going to be on the Titans.
It's Titans or nothing. They've had such a difficult start for a rookie quarterback. At Denver, against the Rams last week. Here's my holdup. They're a dumb team. They have the most penalties in the league. That's killed them in both games. They have 23 in 2 games, 23 penalties. The head coach is always outmatched. And now you're going against Steichen, who's another good coach. So he goes against Peyton, McVay, and now Steichen. That's concerning. What are these Colts? I want to see it outside of their dome. Let's see.
I have my reservations about this team, but one thing you can't argue is look at what they've done offensively. And you've said it a bunch this week, and it's worth mentioning again. Zero punts this season. Here's the other thing, Sam. Zero turnovers. So you could say, well, there's no way that's going to keep going, probably. But we are talking about 16 different drives and no punts, no turnovers. Does that start to turn? If I'm playing a game, I'm playing the Titans, I don't know that I'm there yet. And I'm not in a rush because I don't think the Titans' money is coming. Like, there's not a lot of people lining up to do that. Probably doesn't close five. It's going to go one direction or the other. It's going to keep going north, or it's going to come back down the earth. Maybe it closes four. But we're going to 4.5. And I'm very curious where this goes over the weekend. The money that we get on this game on Sunday morning is going to be Colts, I assume. Oh, Titans stink. Colts are great. Look at what Daniel Jones is doing. And now they're going outdoors for the first time. Very curious on what this result is. I'm not banging the table on it, but I'll probably be on the Titans. But I'm going to wait it out because I want to see how high this number ends up getting. Let's stay in that awful division. How about Houston, Jacksonville? Houston has a short week after that Monday night game. They are a short dog. Okay. We've got Jacksonville, a 1.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. It is a total of 44 in this one. All right. Unimpressed by the Texans. How can you be impressed at all? They're 0-2 straight up. They are also 0-2 against the spread. The Jaguars, they're covering. They're winning almost the entire game against the Bengals. And then they lose it in the final minute to the backup quarterback. So there you have it. Questions about both quarterbacks, man. Trevor Lawrence again, even with Liam Cohen, people wonder if he's the dude. Stroud, not to rookie form yet. He can't get the connection with Nico Collins going. Only 3 catches on 9 targets last week. So that's not good. The Texans are kind of in that spot where maybe you want to back them. They're one of those 0-2 teams. The problem is they're only getting 1.5. So you're basically asking them to win this divisional road game.
Houston cannot protect C.J. Stroud. That is a big issue, the offensive line. Just cannot protect. And the pass protection has just been awful. They also can't run it. When your O-line's bad, believe it or not, you can't pass or run. It's a mess. I saw this stat from Adam Chernoff, who emails out things during the week still. On 16 of 18 drives this season, Houston has faced a second or third down and 9 to go or longer. Think about that. 18 drives. 16 of them have seen either a 2nd and 9 or longer or a 3rd and 9 or longer. That's insanity. Insanity that they can't forget 3rd and 4. They can't get to 3rd and 8 in 16 of their 18 drives. Now, is that the biggest sample size in the world? No. But Jacksonville has been blitzing a lot more with this new regime, with this new defensive coordinator. And if they just send the house, that's the blueprint against this Houston O-line.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a strong play on this game. I know I'm probably supposed to be taking Houston, but I'm not interested. It's likely to be a lower scoring game. That's what I'm expecting, but I think the number's right, and I don't think there's any sort of an edge. What do you think?
Under 44, huh? I hadn't made a bet on the game.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I'm looking at my 5 right now that I have in there. I don't have this game. Maybe I switch in Jacksonville. Chernoff's kind of pushing me that way, and it makes sense because We talked coming into the season how bad their O-line was. But then you watch Jacksonville. Jake Browning, the backup quarterback, has 3 interceptions, and you can't beat that team? How did that happen? That's one of the weirdest results you'll see all season, given the box score and given the final score.
All right, Houston, Jacksonville, doesn't sound like we're really interested in that game, but the result will be fascinating. Is Houston going to be off to an 0-3 start on the season? They were the runaway favorite heading into the season, so that would be a big surprise. Before we hit the break, I wanted to pass this along to you because I just saw RG3's Heisman Trophy rankings through 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
The market says we're in a fight. The market says we're in a fight with Beck and Mattia, right? He agrees on Beck. He's got Beck number two on his list. Number one, Marcel Reed.
Yeah.
Okay? So he's got Reed one, Beck two. Where's Mattia, Joe? I'd like to know. Is he three? No. Four? No. Your guy Morton is five. Gunnar Stockton, six. Craver, seven. Jeremiah Smith, eight. John Mattia, number nine.
Craver. Craver is, for those that don't know, Craver is Marcel Reed's top receiver.
Yep.
Ahead of Jeremiah. Craver's ahead of John Mattia, huh?
Correct. Correct.
Uh-huh. No.
Should I be happy or sad about this? Or not?
I think we just move on with our lives.
How did you know it was going to be that bad? You're like, oh, no, I don't want to hear this.
You just have a feeling.
Yeah, but it's RG3. Joe O, Sammy P, we continue to break down the NFL card. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nate Collins, anti-tush push, illegal move, wants it out. It's been talked about a whole lot this week. We'll dive into that and dive into Rams-Eagles here. Joe O, Sammy P, thanks for hanging out with us on a Football Friday. This is the BetMGM Network. And Sam, you mentioned it earlier in the show that you talked to an odds maker and or bookmaker, and they're like, look, man, the first Eagles bet that I take will be the next one will be the first one, which is unreal to me. I know they have their flaws and they're sitting 2-0, but they haven't looked like the most impressive team. But they are coming off a win at Arrowhead, even though the box score is saying it wasn't all that impressive. Just to go in there and do what you have to do, get a win. You're 2-0, and Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown a touchdown pass yet this year. So there is something to be said for that. And the numbers past the field goal here, 3.5. And Nate is on the dog, the Rams. A lot of people are on the dog, the Rams.
It'll be a popular side, no doubt. The Rams are a punchy team. They've been very good with Stafford as favorites. Went back and looked it up. Last year, they were dogs, as dogs, not as favorites. Last year, the Rams were dogs 11 times, 7-4. ATS. So they got you home a lot. Not a big sample, but 7-4 is 7-4. You'll take it. So there's that. There's also, I don't know if you've heard this, but Stafford almost beat the Eagles in the playoffs last year. And if it wasn't snowing, maybe they would have won. I've heard that a ton this week. A lot of Rams support. I'm not there, but I can get there on Devontae Adams because I have talked about this issue that the Eagles have at cornerback two. You know that Quinyon Mitchell is your elite windshield wiper at cornerback one. But they lost Slay. They lost Rodgers. Adoree Jackson's not it. And DeJean, they like more in that like nickel role. So I think you're going to see a lot of coverage from somebody who's followed Fangio a long time. You're going to see a lot of coverage and a lot of shading on Puka Nacua, which I would believe opens up Devontae Adams. In week one, Adams had 8 targets, caught 4. Last week, he had 13 targets, caught 6. So his number for yards is 59.5. The receptions number, 5.5. I like both overs, and not just because it's been a target show for 2 weeks, but because I think that given the breakdown of what the Eagles are struggling against, it's that second receiver. And you know that Adams in his prime was a legit number one receiver. Now, he's not that guy anymore, but he can still make grabs and he catches a lot of things thrown his way. So I'm looking Adams. I'm trying to get a push toward either yards or receptions. Again, the numbers on Adams, 5.5 for catches, which is plus money to the over. And then yards, 59.5 to as high as 63.5. Obviously, you would go over the lower numbers, not the higher numbers, but 59.5, 5.5. Do those numbers do anything for you?
I get the love, and it makes sense. You're attacking the weakness of that defense. I get it. I want to bet the Eagles, man. I just don't know that I'm going to get there. People are always just dying to be given an excuse to take the Rams, and they're pouncing this week, it sounds like. Do you think there's any way this thing closes 3? Are we getting that much? It's hard to go by early week bets.
The threes are juiced offshore. Pinnacle, yeah. Chris, BetOnline, Buckeye, Jazz, all three. 3 minus 17, 3 minus 20, 3 minus 25. And then your rec books, your American books, your BetMGMs of the world, your green book, blue book, whatever, 3.5 minus 105, 3.5 even money. So yeah. These offshore shops that take pops, no doubt, are all sitting 3. It's been a combination of early sharp and midweek sharp. But I would think you eventually get that Eagles push and we're off the 3 at a bunch of places. Because there will be, you would think, an appetite eventually to come in and lay Philly. But guys don't want to lay 3 minus a quarter. They're looking to lay 3 flat. So if more Ram money comes in, and maybe it will, I don't know, you will see that push on Philly flat at minus 110. If it ever gets to minus 3, minus 110, don't think it's going to last long. You know that.
Yeah, and I would be there. I would be there if we get to that point. That's what I'm considering, man. I also look at it and say, like, yeah, they haven't been that impressive. We haven't seen last year's Saquon. Do you think we're going to go the whole year and not see that? It's probably going to be happening soon. How dominant is this Eagles team at home? And then you look on the Rams side. Yes, people love McVay, Puka, the whole thing, Staffy, and Devontae's been impressive to start the year. Looked like he's turning back the clock a little bit. Had a 100-yard game last week. Got into the end zone. I get it. Who are they beating? We might just sit here at the end of the year and say the Texans suck, and so do the Titans again. And these are their two wins. They're losing at halftime at Tennessee last week, a team that a lot of people feel is the worst team in the league. I'm not in on this Rams pick. I'm not in on it. I could get there with the Eagles. I want to see if this really comes down. If as much Rams money is coming as people are saying, maybe they will get to 3. And that's where I would be. Last night we said that the Bills gave us a C performance, maybe a D performance. They still score 31 points and win the game. What have we seen from the Eagles as they're going for a 3 and I'll start? Probably something similar. Maybe a C performance out of them. We know there's a lot more there, and we should think about that possibly happening. Coming down the line here sometime soon, instead of assuming that they're just going to have their struggles. So I'm Eagles or nothing, but I want to go at 3, obviously. Not 3.5.
What about Eagles just to win? Not
I'm good.
Straight, but Eagles to win, Miami Hurricanes to win, minus 103 at BetMGM.
I would support
probably
that.
A winner. Probably yeah, a winner.
Probably a winner.
It's going to be a fascinating chess match between McVay and Fangio, though. This is what it's all about. Remember, the Rams have trailed at the half against Houston and Tennessee. Offenses that have not been very inspiring. But what happened? Yep. You go into the locker room, McVay makes the adjustments, and they have been second half strong. They've been very good third, fourth quarter against Houston and Tennessee. This is their biggest test to date on the road against the champs. I think Philly is a cheap minus 185, minus 190. And I'm not saying lay it straight. Don't make this huge Eagles money line bet. But you cheapen the already cheap price by playing it with something else. I think that's a really decent idea. Eagles money line, Miami money line, minus 103. Miami Hurricanes. Let me be very clear. Well, the Dolphins played last night, so you know that. Hurricanes, mm-hmm. Eagles, -103. Just win, just win.
Cincinnati, Minnesota, matchup of backup quarterbacks, and we've got the home team laying 3. The Vikings, a 3-point favorite, total 42.5. Total's way down because, of course, you have a couple of backup quarterbacks in there. Burrow out 3 months doesn't necessarily mean he's out for the entire season. It's going to be a shorter time on the shelf for J.J. McCarthy. He's out 2 to 4 weeks. So it's Browning against Wentz. 2-0 Bengals. Not expected to make the playoffs because it's going to be Jake Browning under center for quite some time. And then on the Vikings side, they've had their struggles offensively. It was one big quarter against the Bears at the end of that game. And now Wentz is entering things. I don't know what the difference is between what we've seen out of McCarthy and what we're going to see out of Wentz. But the few times we've seen him over the last couple of years, it's been really bad, man.
The Vikings, not to be a Vikings apologist, but this injury report stinks for them.
It's awful.
Really bad. So Darius saw their left tackle, did not practice, and I don't think he's going to play. He's their starting left tackle. We have not seen him yet this season. Don't think he's going to go. He's not participating. Well, actually, he did practice on Wednesday, but didn't practice on Thursday. So I guess should follow that today. I'm going to actually Google that name right now.
So Van Ginkle was limited on Thursday. Harrison Smith limited on Thursday. So right. The defense, and then Ryan Kelly, the center, did not practice.
Right, on top of McCarthy not playing. So according to Tom Pelissero, Darisaw is trending towards playing. And Thursday was a planned off day. So he did practice in full on Wednesday, as I look at the injury report now. So Darisaw, a full on Wednesday, didn't go yesterday, but trending to play. But Grenard has an oblique right now. Van Ginkle has a concussion. He's limited. It's not great. And then you look at Cincinnati, and oh, by the way, their top two corners are on the injury report. This game is a mess from an injury standpoint. It's like, who's going to be the best injured team? They're both just decimated right now.
I can't lay it with Minnesota. I was considering it earlier in the week, and the more and more we look at this injury report, this situation, I'm not there. I got to tell you, and maybe it means I should just walk away, but I've been warming to the idea of betting the Bengals. You're getting 3. You still have those weapons on the outside. I saw a big game out of Chase. And this is a beat-up defense for the Vikings. I know they play great at home. I mean, maybe it's just as simple as, hold up, Carson Wentz is laying 3? What are we doing? Is the handicap more complicated than that?
It probably shouldn't be. Drew Dinsick was on with Nick and Femi earlier this week, and I believe he used the terminology, I'm running to the window to take 3 against Minnesota. Oh. I believe that's what he said. Now, he goes on Tuesdays, I'm pretty sure. So maybe his opinion has changed, but I doubt it. That's not a guy that kind of reverses course midweek. He was thinking the same thing you were thinking. It would never be Vikings. I'm just holding out hope. As somebody who has Viking stock, I'm hoping they can just eke out a win because I've got them to make the playoffs, and I don't. Already after 2 weeks, I feel terrible about those positions.
So last time we saw them, it was a nothing game. It was week 18 last year. Kansas City at Denver. Wentz's offense scored 0 points. 10 for 17. 98 yards. Previous start to that, he was on the Rams. Rams at the Niners. Another week 18 game. Like, this is a specialty. Week 18 game means nothing. Throwing Wentz. Week 18, they win 21-20. Wentz, 163 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. So a little bit better. But, I mean, we're talking about him being with McVay and being with Andy Reid. That's a little bit different now. I don't know. Like, he keeps going to smart coaches, I guess. I guess that part is smart of him. But the difference is that this game actually means something. Like, those games meant nothing. And I don't know what the game planning was. So maybe you don't want to go too far with that. Yeah, I'm looking at these other recent starts, 143 yards, zero touchdowns, three interceptions. This is going back to 2022. 99 yards against the Bears, 12 for 22 for Washington. Wentz is laying three. That's it. My first thought was Vikings early in the week, but with the injury report, thinking more about Wentz and what he is at this stage in his career, the play is probably Cincinnati, and GRP took Minnesota early in the week.
Ah, that's right. That's right. I can't wait for Kelly to come on the show. We're going to be live on X for the next hour. She'll join us inside that hour. And I know that she was just made aware because she, let's just put it this way, she doesn't really follow the content, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
She became aware yesterday that GRP said if she picked better than him, he would wear a dress to Bet Bash next year.
Really?
She just found that out. And I believe she wants to discuss that on the show today, which I cannot wait for. I also cannot wait to turn this ring light down another notch because I'm convinced I'm going to go blind by December. The ring light and I are not getting along these days. It is so much. You brought it up the other day. It's like Fight Club. I didn't really think about it until you brought it up, and now I'm at war with this ring light. At war.
Are you turning it off during breaks? Like, what are you doing? Turning it down?
No,
a little
I
bit?
Should. This I've been having it full crank for a year now. We've been working together 13 months. This is full crank, and I want to cry. It's how hot it is in here. So I've started to slowly lower it, and I just want to throw it out the window now. But I understand we need to have it. I need to get a ring light that goes further. No, I'm not buying another ring light. I already have two of them. I'm not doing it. I know I can expense it. I'm over it.
Who said that you need to get another one?
Well, it was suggested that I can get one that isn't as close. No, I don't want it.
Okay. No more ring lights for Sammy
no.
P. We'll continue to break it down. Also, a parlay, money line parlay for the weekend. Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday night football, 0-2 matchup. The Giants expected to be 0-2, but the Chiefs, not so much, and they have not covered the number. They are losing these one-score games, also unexpected. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, Bet Sweats. It's a football Friday. This is the BetMGM Network, 20 minutes away from Kelly in Vegas. She has some interesting things to talk about, what she did in Survivor last night, some of the stuff going on with the internets, and, of course, her college football plays. For the weekend, lightning bets an hour away. Sam, let's start with the Giants and the Chiefs here. 0-2 teams. I'm not going to say the market isn't settled. It's mostly six. But if you want to hunt for a 5.5, you can find one. If you're taking it and you want to look for a 6.5, you can find that as well. So the Chiefs are laying a big number in a very desperate spot. Xavier Worthy, we'll get word later today, but he was limited in yesterday's practice. So that's the big injury on the KC side. Big injury on the Giants side. As always, the blindside tackle, Andrew Thomas, he was limited. I'm guessing both end up going since they were limited on a Thursday, but hopefully we'll get some more information later today. Side total, where's your interest?
I hope they win. Because we cooked up a Kansas City playoff parlay with the Ravens to win the division. We did that earlier this week. It was minus 104. not a lot of the books were letting you do it, too. Believe it or not, they don't like you to parlay things that are realistic and likely to happen. You can make a nine-leg touchdown parlay, but you can't parlay the Chiefs to make the playoffs and the Ravens to win the division. Ah, of course not. Why would you be able to parlay that? But that number, thanks to our listeners, is no longer minus 104. So I'm hopeful, given what we talked about earlier this week on the show, I'm hopeful Kansas City wins, and we know the Ravens are probably going to win the AFC North, considering how the Steelers' defense looks and how the Bengals are just mangled by injuries right now. But this is a big game, and I still think it's tough to grade Kansas City based on their offensive injuries, right? I mean, a couple guys banged up. You also have the Rice suspension. They should be fine when everybody gets back in the fold. I also don't want to lay six, though, in this spot. I would love to get to the Giants plus six Sunday night with that defense. Russ can keep this close, but the only reason he can keep it close is because Kansas City's offense has no versatility. Because they can't throw the ball and their best receivers have not been available, and maybe they get Worthy back, which you talked about, but because they can't throw it, teams are just clogging the running lanes. And these running backs in Kansas City are not home run hitters. Kareem Hunt, Pacheco, those are not home run hitters. They're not, especially Kareem Hunt at this point in his career. So it's a very slow, trudging, methodical offense. And maybe methodical is the wrong word. It's a slow and ugly offense against a defense that has a lot to like in the front seven. Lean to the dog, lean to the under. I should probably, having talked about all that, I should probably put Giants plus six in my contest cards. That's what it sounds like, huh?
So they're going to lose a third straight one-score game.
No. I'm saying Giants plus six.
I wanted you to say like the money six. Line. I want the Chiefs to be 0-3.
I can't come on here after talking about Chiefs to make the playoffs and say the Chiefs are going to lose to the Giants. You can't do that. I don't believe they're going to lose. You really think the league wants them to lose and go 0-3?
Of course not.
If any team needs to be protected by the Zebras, it's the Chiefs.
You're walking the tightrope, my friend. All in on Chiefs playoffs, but you're going to be in on the Giants to cover. This is gambling.
I might be. Well, that's a 6.5-point middle.
It
Chiefs
is.
Chiefs to win, Giants to cover. It's a completely different conversation.
I don't know. So now we got Spags against Russ after Eberflus against Russ. I think it's going to be different. I'm not sitting here saying lay the six, whatever number you get with Kansas City. I want to say, look, everybody's saying guarantee Chiefs win. And I want to push against that and say, are we sure? Are we sure? They're right. The Chiefs are winning this game. They're going to win this game.
Yes.
And we'll probably put Chiefs in the money line parlay that we're going to make in a few minutes. As you were talking, that's what I was thinking. Like, you were talking about hooking Chiefs playoffs with other stuff, which is a strong idea. What about Chiefs money line this game with other stuff? Because I think that's kind of where we're at here. Is Mahomes going to lose a fourth straight game? Going back to the Super Bowl last year against this Giants team? No, it's not going to be the same. Reed's going to go into the bag and bring it all out. And I think Worthy is going to be available to play. So I'm expecting the Chiefs win. I'm not laying it because we know not to lay big numbers with Mahomes, not to do it with Kansas City. But I am expecting them to win. All right. If he can find neighbors like he did last week, just give him a chance. Give him a chance. I don't care what the defense is. Neighbors, you give him just a little bit, and he's going to take it. And he had a big game last week.
Well,
and people keep bringing up the Giants trends of how bad they are at night. That was a Daniel Jones thing. I wouldn't put anything into that. It's a very different situation now with a different quarterback.
Russell Wilson, last check, was leading the NFL in passing yards. But yeah, they've faced the Commanders' defense, I know you don't like, and the Cowboys' defense.
Bad.
How do the Chiefs lose this one, given all the things working in their favor? And, of course, you got the league's affinity for the Swifties. Could the league really put Kansas City down 0-3? I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it, too. Hey, they're going to win. They're going to win. All right, we've got a good Monday night game, though. I guess this is an intriguing Sunday night game at Kansas City, New York football Giants. But we do have a legitimate good game on Monday. Lions and the Ravens, both teams are 1-1 on the season, and the Lions are favored by more than a field goal at home. The number for Monday right now is 4.5. High total. BetMGM has 53.5. That's the highest in market, man. It's 52.5. Some 53s out there, but BetMGM's on the high side, 53.5. So you're going to want to bet there if you want to take a look at the under. And I understand that Ravens-Browns game, 58 points. Bears-Lions, 73 points. So this total is going to be astronomical. Understood. And the Lions, I think people are still trying to figure out what exactly they are. They get housed by Green Bay, and they roll the Bears. So now they get Goff outdoors on the road. Which Lions team is going to show up?
I texted with Kenny White, who makes numbers on every game, and he's been doing it for 4 decades now. And his number, you don't even want to know what his final score is in this one. 35-31 Ravens. That's an over if you look at the market. Now, that's been bet up. Understand that the first number we saw on this game was 50.5. 50.5. Now we're 53. And you're always going to see support for big numbers under. People aren't exactly excited to bet over 53 and 54, those that do this well and do it at big limits and all that. So I understand if this hits 54 and guys come in and slam the under. Totally understand it from a fundamental standpoint. But when Kenny puts the numbers out, and he's pretty on most of these totals. Like his New England-Pittsburgh total is 46. His Houston-Jacksonville total is 44. His Saints-Seahawks total is 40. He's right there with basically every total. And then you look at this one, and he's at 67. Like, oh, well, that's 2 touchdowns higher than the market. Is he way off or is the market way off? I guess we'll find out Sunday night.
If this number comes down anymore, I'm going to be on Baltimore. But it's come down already. It was 5.5 earlier in the week. I do see a 5.5 out there. Most of the market at 4.5. If this gets to 4, I'll be on Baltimore. I could see it getting there because I think a lot of people are just looking and seeing the Lions coming off a big-time performance. Oh, I'm getting more than 4 points with the Lions, and they're just going to take it. I still have my questions about Detroit. All right, let's see what we have for Moneyline Parlay. We're jealous every Monday. We keep hearing about these parlays of favorites hitting, even though I think there's a little bit of chaos this weekend. Let's throw one together. I think we could start with the Chiefs to win, right?
Yeah, we should. I'd also like to have Gertz remind us if he wants to do it in the chat or do it on the air, Gertz, whatever you want to do. Throw that parlay out that you brought up during the commercial break. What did it have, Joe? Saints, Titans?
It was bad.
No. 17-1, though.
So terrible. It's not happening. None of it's happening.
But you want chaos. You want the chaos, but you hate the parlay.
I do, but we're talking about favorites because everybody else in the world is cashing on these moneyline parlays of favorites, but us.
Okay.
So let me give you throw one together.
Eagles, Chiefs, Packers.
Okay. So you're going Packers. All right. I like it. Is there anybody else to add? Is San Francisco too risky?
Not for me. You know I love the Niners. Eagles, Chiefs, Packers, by the way, is plus 155. If I add the Niners, plus 310.
I'll tell you, I'm looking around this week, and I don't see a lot of favorites that I love where they're auto plays and moneyline parlays. But that's kind of how we're wired. That's how we think. We're looking at how these dogs can cover and maybe win. That plus 310 one's pretty good. That's not bad.
Outside of that, I don't love a lot of favorites this weekend just to win, even though. But I don't know why, because all they do is win.
Do you see?
What?
Gertz, Tennessee, New Orleans, Minnesota. 17-1.
All of them are losing, right?
What if they all win, though? What if they all win?
Kelly in Vegas on the other side. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.